with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is promising more crackdowns after the ICE facility shooting in Texas. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Reacting to the shooting in Dallas, the president said the deranged shooter wrote anti-ICE on his shell casings. This is despicable, he said on his social media site. The president called on Democrats to stop this rhetoric against ICE and America's law enforcement. And the president promised more crackdowns, saying he would sign an executive order in coming days to dismantle what he called domestic terrorism networks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New polling shows loss of confidence in Democrats approaching the 2026 midterm elections. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
The Republican Party is now more trusted to handle gun control than Democrats based on the latest Reuters poll. The Reuters Ipsos poll, conducted from September 19th through 21st, shows the GOP leading on several issues, including crime, immigration, gun control, corruption, foreign conflicts, and the economy. They also lead on the issue of political extremism. Democrats lead on issues like the environment, women's rights, health care, and barely lead on respect for democracy, by a narrow margin. The lead on health care dropped only 9 points. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Federal agents have seized documents labeled classified, confidential, and secret from former National Security Advisor John Bolton's office, that according to court filings that were unsealed on Tuesday. This is part of an investigation into whether Bolton mishandled defense records. The documents seized in late August appear to be about weapons of mass destruction and U.S. strategic communication. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 171 points, the NASDAQ dropped 75, the S&P lower by 19. This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are closing.
According to the Susan B. Anthony list, more than 40 facilities have shut their doors permanently so far this year. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfeldter says, quote, life is winning. Imagine how many more clinics will shut down once they stop receiving $500 million in Medicaid money. Many of the closings are taking place in states such as California and Illinois, where Democrats hold sway and abortion is heavily protected and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Charlie Kirk's death, some of his supporters are expressing hope that the tragedy will galvanize many people, especially young conservatives, to become more engaged in church. There have already been reports of attendance surging at some churches. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Dallas says the short-term impact of Kirk's murder is astounding. Whether this translates into long-term change is yet to be determined. This is SRN News. While there definitely may be trouble in Toyland for some retailers, it's definitely not a universal condition.
While tariffs and years of teetering mall traffic have roiled much of the toy industry, Build-A-Bear investors continue reaping sizable gains. Shares of the toy retailer, which specializes in plush animals that consumers can make in-store, are up more than 60% since the start of the year. And the company's profits have soared to record after record in recent quarters. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A New York judge warns Justice Department officials they could face sanctions for public comments about Luigi Mangione's prosecution. Mangione is accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The judge asked the department to explain the violations and warns of possible sanctions. More details at srnnews.com.